You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Richard Pope with my wife, Pastor Lucy Pope, from the Word of Truth International Ministries Incorporated. We're so grateful that you decided to join us today, and we know the Lord has a blessing just for you.
But ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life, and I got mountains to climb.
Greetings. We greet you in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus Christ on this morning, and it's just good to be alive. The sun is shining, the skies are blue. We just thank God for another opportunity, another chance to get it right, y'all. We could have dropped the ball last night. We could have dropped the ball yesterday. But thank God for his mercies that are new every morning. So this morning we had a whole nother supply of mercies. Ain't that a good God that he would give us mercy after mercy after mercy? We mess up, we run out of grace on this day, on today and tomorrow. We have mercies and grace. Thank God for his grace and his mercy. Where would we be? Because we all have messed up. We all have come short. The Bible says we've all come short of the glory of God. So we've all fallen short somewhere at some point, sometime. But thank God for his grace and thank God for his mercies. New every morning like the dew on the grass. Oh, we just thank you, Jesus, right now. We thank you and we magnify you. We're living in some perilous times, y'all. And we have to be mindful that at the end of the day, our greatest assignment is to lead lost souls back to Jesus. We have to point them to Jesus. If you're not pointing them to Jesus, then you're pointing them to yourself. And that's idolatry. So we have to point them back to Jesus. We have to lead them to Jesus, who can save their souls. Jesus, who the one who can heal their bodies. Jesus, the one who can deliver them and set them free. Jesus, the one who paid the price for us, who laid on that cross, stretched out, who bled, hung, bled, and died, and was raised up on the third day. God raised him up. The Spirit raised Jesus up. That same Spirit dwells on the inside of those who believe in Jesus, who have received him as their Lord and Savior. And at the end of the day, I don't care how many degrees we get, how many conferences we do, how many titles we have, it's all about souls, leading souls, lost souls to Jesus. Pointing them back to Jesus, telling somebody about Jesus. Because there's souls hanging in the balance. Folk are dying every day going to a burning hell. And that's our greatest assignment, is to lead them, point them to Jesus. So they might be saved, they might believe, and they might receive eternal life. It is a precious gift from God. But we have to receive it. Because the words say, whosoever will, let them come, whosoever will. I don't care what you've done, where you've been, how long you've been doing it, and who you've been doing it with. If you just drop all of that this morning and receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will be saved. Those that call on the name of Jesus shall be saved. Ain't no ifs, ands, buts about it. You shall be saved, but you got to call on him. You got to believe that he is first and receive him. Confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that he is Lord and he is risen. And he's right now making intercession for us at the right hand of the Father. Right now. What an awesome God we serve. Most gracious and eternal Father, we just come right now humbly before your throne of grace, seeking your mercy, Lord God, because it is truly mercy that suits our case. Lord, we ask that you would just forgive us right now for all of our sins, Lord. deed, thought, action, words, disobedience, lies. Lord God, knowingly, unknowingly, omission, commission, submission, and contemplation. Forgive us, Lord God. Give us another chance. Lord, see our greatest need. Our greatest need is to have a close, more intimate, more personal relationship with you, Jesus. To be able to commune with the Holy Spirit. We need a relationship with you, Jesus. Oh, we need to draw nigh you, especially in these times that we're living in, Lord, because we can't do it on our own. We need your Spirit to teach us how to love, to teach us how to walk by faith, to teach us how to pray for those that spitefully use us and curse us, that we would bless them, Lord. Father, we just thank you right now for your Holy Spirit leading us and guiding us. Lord, we pray for those that don't know you. Drawn by your Spirit right now, let your word permeate the airwaves, Lord God, and fall on the fertile soils of the hearts of your people, that cultivated soil, that it might germinate, come to life, and bear much fruit. Father, let this word go forth with power and simplicity, that at least them will understand it. Lord God, we bind the hand of the enemy. We try to steal the seed of the word before it's able to fall on the fertile soils of the hearts of your people. We cancel the assignment of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. Whatever he's plotting and planning, we cancel his assignment right now. We plead the blood of Jesus over it right now. Nothing can cross the blood. We make up a hedge, Lord. We make up a hedge around these United States right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praying for protection, Lord God. We're praying for your peace, Lord God. We're praying for your prosperity, Lord God, that we already have the victory in Christ Jesus. Lord, we praying for the leadership, Lord God, that they will turn back to you, Lord God. Oh, Father, we just thank you right now for that, making up a hedge all around Israel, Lord Jesus. We're praying for their protection, their prosperity, their peace in the name of Jesus. Give the angels charge, Lord God, to keep us in all of our ways, lest we dashed our foot against the stone. Lord, we just thank you right now. We say it's done in Jesus' name. We give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory, Lord God, because it is already done. Lord, we thank you right now for covering those that own this radio station, those that work here, the technicians, the men and women of God who make it happen, that this word go forth over the airwaves, Lord God, that is preached, teached, ministered, prophesied. Lord God, we thank you right now. Continue to strengthen them. Continue to anoint them. Give them provision for the vision, Lord God. Oh, we just thank you right now for propping them up where they're leaning, building them up where they're torn down in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for the bereaved families on this morning, Lord. All those who have lost a loved one, Lord. Father God, give them peace and comfort, letting them know that if they died in Jesus Christ, that they are absent from the body is to be present with you, Lord. Father God, and if they don't know you, let them get to know you, Lord. Let them receive you as their Lord and Savior so they won't meet their demise in a place absent from you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, we just thank you right now. We thank you for the finished work on the cross. We thank you for always giving us another chance and another chance. And another chance. Lord, we just bless you and we magnify you. Have your way, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And this morning, we're looking at 1 Corinthians 15 again. And I'm reading from the King James Version. And I'm gonna pick up on 14. I think we did 10 through 14 last time, but I'm going to do 14 again, and I'm going to do 14 through 19. And it reads thus, "And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain? Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised? And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. Amen, amen. And here, Paul, the apostle, is discussing the resurrection. And he's making a statement about the argument of the truth of Christianity. The very foundation of Christianity is being challenged. It's being challenged because the Corinthians had been perplexed with subtle questions, torn by sex and parties, you know, and with their zeal to be a part of these sects and these parties. They, in other words, there's division and strife done come in amongst the Corinthians because of, it could even be the Sadducees, you know, their teaching, because they didn't believe in the resurrection, and false teachers that didn't believe in the resurrection. So they're planting seeds of doubt in the Corinthian church, in Corinth, period. And it's creeped into the church. And just like that enemy, he comes in subtle. And we don't know exactly where they got this teaching from, or this false teaching, or how they picked up on it. But it is believed that some of them in the Corinthian church were starting to believe it. So it was creeping in subtly. And because they wanted to be a appeased man, and these different sects and these different parties, and just want to be a part of the who's who, the worldly system, religiosity. They wanted to be a part of that and then be a part of the kingdom of God also, the body of Christ. And so they had one foot in and one foot out, so it was causing division. It was causing division in the church in Corinth, amongst the body. And so this is what Paul is addressing. Paul is addressing it and let them know if Christ be not risen, then our preaching is in vain. Is that what you say? Our preaching is in vain? The word of God is made of no effect? Because you're believing some false teachers, because the enemy has creeped in and planted seeds of doubt? And so then is our preaching in vain, and your faith is also in vain. So if this be the case, then you're saying that the dead can't be raised and that all this is for naught. The gospel is for naught. The preaching is for naught. Our faith is for naught. We are lost. We are perished. Not so. The devil is a lie. Because the word of God is the truth. And we can stand on that. And we can't let nothing move us from this word. We can't be shaken. It's a firm foundation. It's a firm foundation. And we can stand on it. And it was first established by the apostles and the prophets and the teaching and preaching of the word. It's a firm foundation. When the storms of life come and they blow, it won't be moved. It won't be moved. It won't be shaken. So we have to realize that no matter what they say, they didn't die for us. And they didn't give us another opportunity to be saved, to have eternal life, to be in right standing with Christ Jesus. They didn't give us that because there were witnesses. There was eyewitnesses, the apostles. That was over 500. That was a lot of witnesses that seen Jesus alive. So you can't call all them people a lie. And so that was proof. But that's just like the enemy. He's already a defeated foe, but he's still trying to scratch and scrape and do whatever he can to lead as many folk to hell with him, because he knows his future. And you've heard me say this before, that every time he's trying to remind us of our past, we need to remind him of his future. His future is a burning hell, a lake of fire. So his job right now, him and that third of those fallen angels, which are them same demons we're dealing with right now, them imps, they're trying to take as many with them, because there's no repentance for them. There's no redemption. It's a done deal. So when we come to the throne of grace, when we come praying, when we come teaching, preaching, ministering, prophesying, whatever, we come from a place of victory, because Christ has already paid the price. He already has the victory. He went down in the pits of hell and took the keys and led captive captive. He took the keys, huh? He has victory over death, hell, and the grave. So we have the victory because we're in Christ Jesus. So don't let nobody lead you astray. This doctrine, if they come preaching any other gospel, they are accursed. And if you follow behind it, you are cursed too. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. So if what you're saying is true, if the dead can't be raised, then we are false witnesses. Huh? We are false witnesses, and we testifying of God falsely. We testifying of what he did. We're preaching in vain. Huh? Our faith is in vain. We have no faith in what? If Christ be not risen. That's the foundation of the gospel. So he's saying that, and Christ is the first fruit of the resurrected, huh? That one that was dead that lives, huh? He's the first fruit of the resurrection of the dead, because he was raised up. And we were raised also when we were baptized. We were dead in our sins, but we were raised up in the newness of life, a new creature. We are raised up with him. We went down with him. We come up with him. We are raised, and we are already seated with him in heavenly places. In Ephesians, it tells us that we are, God has made us to be seated with him. So if Christ is seated, that means it's a finished work. We just walking it out. So if we're seated with him in heavenly places, that means it's already a finished work for us too. We're just walking it out. So we have to walk it out, and we have to keep the faith. We're walking by faith, and we're going to see some things that don't line up with the word. We can't follow that way, that broad, wide way. We got to follow the straight and the narrow, and it's the path the least resistance. It's not a lot of traffic on that road. It's not popular to do what's right. And see, this is where some of them in Corinth, in the church in Corinth was. They want to do what's popular. They want to be a part of the world system. They want to be a part of who's who, huh? This group and that group. And so they were denying the resurrection. They were denying that Christ was raised. And there was witnesses. The apostles and 500, there were so many witnesses right there that seen it. But they was denying it, because that's what the devil do. So I don't care what's going on. We got to stand on this word. And we can't be shifted. A double-minded man can't get nothing from the Lord. Huh? If you toss to and fro with every wind of doctrine, huh? You got to believe in something, or you'll fall for anything. You have to believe in this word. If you're going to be a Christian, if you're going to be a follower of Jesus Christ, one of his disciples, you have to believe the word, and you have to believe the gospel. And that's the death, burial, and resurrection. Huh? That's what Jesus came. Jesus came preaching the kingdom of God. This is the gospel. So if we don't believe the resurrection, if we let the enemy come in and plant a seed and cause doubt, and that seed, that corrupt seed was spreading quickly. It was spreading quickly, almost like them roots on the sycamine tree. It was running through Corinth. It was running through the church, and it was causing corruption. So it was causing division and strife. They was torn amongst themselves. They was torn. They knew the truth, and they let the enemy come in and rattle their cage. See, we can't be shaken by this world system, and we can't try to be a part of the world, because if you're a part of the world, if you're a friend of the world, you're an enemy of God. So we are kingdom-minded. We are kingdom citizens. We are of the kingdom of God. So we are preaching Jesus. What God said, this word is inspired by the Holy Spirit. God, this is God breathed. This is the Ruach, the breath of God. This is where Jesus is the word. So it's living, it's alive. So we have to eat the scroll. This would feed our spirit man, our spirit woman. This is our spiritual food right here. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised? So if the dead can't be raised, then Christ ain't risen. Christ ain't risen because he the first fruits of the dead. So he's been risen, the resurrection. So if the dead can't be raised, then you saying that Christ ain't risen. The devil is alive because he is risen. He is alive. But you can't say that about none of the rest of them idols. Huh? You can't say that about none of the rest of them. But our God lives. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And he is alive sitting on the throne right now. So he is alive. He is alive. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is in vain. You are yet in your sins. So if Christ be not raised, then our faith, what is our faith in? What is our faith in? Because that's the foundation. Because we are saved by grace through faith in Christ Jesus, not in man. Not in the world system, not in the sex, not in the parties, not in the government, not in Confucian, not in Buddha, but in Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ. This is where our faith is. Our faith is in Jesus. So if Christ be not raised, our faith is in vain. And he is raised. So our faith is not in vain. And if that be the case, then you're still in your sins. Because he paid the price for our sins on the cross. That blood that was shed covered every sin. The stripes on his back, with those stripes, according to Isaiah 53:5, with those stripes, we are healed from every sickness, every disease, every division of disease, every sector of disease. It was covered by the stripes, them 39 stripes on his back. The blood that was shed pay our sin debt. It covered. It redeemed us back. So he is risen. Don't be tricked. Don't be deceived, O foolish Galatia. Who has bewitched you? Don't be tricked. You know the truth. And the truth is what's going to make you free. Don't fall back into bondage of man's doctrine and philosophies. Because the devil is a lie. He's the father of lies. But Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. So this is the truth. This is the word of God. So this is what we have to stand on. This is what we have to stand on. And I don't care who comes saying what. They're going to be saying he out in the wilderness come. But no. We'll know when he come. We'll know when he come because the dead in Christ going to rise up. First, and us that remain alive, that are born again believers, that are Christ-like, that are following Christ, that have been born again, we're going to be caught up with him. So we're going to know when he come. And we're going to know. So we have to keep the faith. And I know it looks a little crazy sometimes, because God, he deals in the impossible. Jesus deals in the impossible. This is why we have to have the Holy Spirit to help us and guide us, because it's impossible to love with agape love like we're supposed to. Love your enemy in our humanity, in our natural man, that's impossible. Without the help of the Holy Spirit, we have to have the Holy Spirit. He puts super on our natural. And it looks crazy. And it looks hard. And it looks impossible. But when it's impossible and you get out the way, it's out of our hands, ain't nothing we can do, you just right for God to move, because he done got you out the way. All that carnality, all that flesh, you out the way. So you just right for a miracle. And that's a miracle. That is a miracle, huh? Because you out the way. And it's all God. It's all God. And you can't claim no glory, and you can't take none of the honor. It's all God. You just right for a miracle. When you flat on your back, it ain't nothing else you can do. So we have to keep the faith. We have to keep the faith. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. So if Christ be not risen, all those that fell asleep, they perish. They in hell, because there ain't no heaven. And they ain't to be absent from the body. They ain't to be present with the Lord, if that's the case. But that's not the case. Because if you die in Christ, you are with Christ. Because to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. So if only in this life, right here, what we see on earth, if that's all we have hope in Christ for, yeah, we miserable. But that's not the case, because Christ is risen. And he is making intercession for us right now. So keep the faith. Be encouraged. Don't lose faith. Things are getting real crazy. And it's going to get a little more challenging. But stand on the word. Stand on the word. The word will never let us down. It will never fail us. Stand on the word. Keep the faith. I don't care what other doctrine they're preaching. You believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. You believe this word. Because this word is Jesus. And remember, until next time, keep the faith. Christ is risen. We love you. We're praying for you. Until next time, amen. We pray that the word of truth has touched your heart and mind today. There may be someone under the sound of my voice that has not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, you know the life I've lived. Forgive me for my sins. I believe you died for my sins and was raised up on the third day. Thank you for saving me. Heaven rejoices over one that comes to repentance and receive Jesus. We encourage you to find a Bible-based church where you can continue to grow in the Word of God. If you would like to sow into this ministry, you can do so by Cash App, and that's $TWOT Ministries. Again, that's $TWOT Ministries, or P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Again, that is P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Until next time, this is Pastor Richard and Lucy Pope. We love you and we're praying for you. Amen. So I trust them at all times.
Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed is the name of the Lord. This is Cynthia West with For Such a Time as This. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So much is happening. For I hear the Lord say, Christians, come forward. Ezekiel chapter 12, verse 25 and 28. For I am the Lord, I will speak, and the word that I shall speak shall be performed, come to pass, it shall no more be.